The Georgia Guidestones were blown up. We have given messages on the Georgia Guidestone. They were built in 1980, and they have very sinister messages. Well, here it is, partly blown up. They still got three pillars left and one on the top. And I copied this from Tony Bebofontes. He said, Georgia police are investigating a suspected bombing of the controversial Guidestone Monument to globalism and population control. A large part of the monument was shattered by an explosion in the early hours of July the 6th. That'd be Wednesday. A surveillance video of the explosion showed it occurred at 3:33 a.m., which could suggest occult numerology. The Georgia Guidestones were 19 foot tall, so that's way taller than this building here. 19-foot-tall granite monument that served as both a tourist attraction and fodder for conspiracy theories. Since it was erected by anonymous patrons in 1980, the monument stones are inscribed with what some people interpret as guidelines for future generations, and what others see as something more sinister. The monument gets around 20,000 visitors a year. I don't know how someone can go in there and anonymously, it's a lot of money, granted, a lot of inscriptions, and pay this, and they couldn't find out who did it. Anyway, the monument is sometimes referred to as the American Stonehenge. Its four slabs and central pillar function like a compass, calendar, and a clock. The center pillar is carved in such a way that it allows a ray of sun to filter through at noon every day and shine a beam on the center stone that indicates the day of the year. Man, that takes some work. But the conspiracy theories spark from the monument's inscriptions, which are carved in eight modern languages and seem to advocate for population control, harmony with nature, and internationalism. In 1979, a man using the pseudonym of Mr. Christian hired Elberton Granite Finishing Company to build the monument. It was commissioned on behalf of a small group of loyal Americans who wanted to remain anonymous. Now we got a picture. After it blew up half the monument, they brought in an excavator and they tore down the whole thing. So that was completely gone. When something happens, they tear down the building. I guess that happened in the Newton shooting. And it happened, it's going to happen at the Texas. Wait a minute. If you investigate, you're going to find, especially at Newton, they would find how corrupt it was. Anyway. A poster on Twitter, also at 9/11, they tore everything and took everything away. A poster on Twitter suggested the explosion also coincided with the 76th birthday of President George W. Bush, whose brothers were graduates of the Order of Skull and Bones, elite Masonic society at Yale University. Its symbol was 322. U.S. patriots and others have long despised the Guidestones for their message proposing a world with a population maintained at 500 million. So that means 90% of the Earth's population has to go. In, quote, perpetual balance with nature, unquote, and reproduction, quote, guided wisely, unquote. An oblique reference to population control and eugenics. The message also proposes humanity united with a living new language, every nation protected with fair and just courts, just like the United States, they're very fair, and a world court for resolving external disputes, balancing personal rights with social duties, seeking harmony with infinite, and not being a cancer on the earth. The list of objectives is not sourced to anyone, but aligns with Freemasonic, globalist, and environmentalist ideals. But the messages on the Guidestones have long been considered the work of the Illuminati, and especially anti-American, anti-people, and anti-freedom.